This is KUT. The Alabama Crimson Tide and the Clemson Tigers will face off tonight in college football's title game. College football has become a popular pastime for students, but new research from Texas A&M suggests there's a downside to game day, an increase in sexual assaults on campuses nationwide. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports.
That's the sound of the crowd at Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium in September. To say college football is a big deal around these parts would be a sizable understatement. The culture surrounding the games, bands, cheerleaders, food, national media coverage, and partying is enough to fill many an autumn Saturday. But some new research indicates there's something much more unsettling happening on those Saturdays.
These college football games, which are known to significantly increase alcohol consumption and partying, increase the incidence of rape reports by 41% for home games and 15% for away games.
That's Jason Lindo, Associate Professor of Economics at Texas A&M University. Lindo says Saturday is a day when rape reports spike in general, but the 41% increase is over and above what might be typical. He and two other researchers published the findings this week with the National Bureau of Economic Research. Lindo says that football games are associated with 253 to 770 additional rapes per year across the 128 schools in the NCAA Football Bowl subdivision, which used to be known as Division 1A. The data points to an even worse trend if your college was not supposed to win the game.
Upset victories significantly increase reports of rape more so than a typical game day.
Lindo and his colleagues analyzed 22 years of FBI crime statistics. They compared game day data to reports on non-game days. They also controlled for differences across different days of the week and times of the year. Also in the findings, a social economic cost between $68 million and $205 million a year. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.